You are listening to Grow a Thriving Practice podcast. This is episode 120, why your website needs to be specific, clear, and simple. My name is Jillian Faldmo, and I teach wellness practitioners the exact steps to find clients and get paid so they can spend less time marketing and more time doing what they love. This is the Grow a Thriving Practice podcast. Hello there, you wonderful soul. Thank you for tuning in today. I hope that you are doing amazing and you are ready to dive into another insightful conversation. I'm coming to you today from Idaho. Our family took a trip to visit John and Stephanie Faldmo, who's John is Matt's brother. They're also the owners of Profitable Wellness, and they help practitioners like you with their websites. And we're just having a great time. But, you know, I actually thought I wasn't going to record today's episode or do any kind of work, but I saw a window and an opportunity, and we went for it. So today we're talking about a crucial topic for all you entrepreneurs and business owners out there. And it's about your website. And it's about why your website needs to be specific and simple and clear. But before I dive in, I wanted to let you know that I'm enrolling now for the Grow a Thriving Practice coaching program. I have several seats open for private coaching, and I now have a group only coaching package if you're wanting to save some money. But you still want to get the benefits of coaching. So to check out the different packages and pricing structures, head on over to jillianfaldmo.com/work with me to learn more. And if you need help deciding with which path is right for you, I do offer a free 60-minute consultation. So to be sure to save your spot, go ahead and pause this episode and head over there now. Or if you're driving, just tell Siri to create a reminder for you. I love when she does that for me, right? Okay, so let's dive into today's topic. A confused client never buys. I think that quote was in a book I read by Russell Brunson called Marketing Secrets. I can't exactly remember, but I think it's where I first read those words. And it is so true, especially in today's digital age where the use of devices is such a normal part of the day. And we have so many things coming at us to grab our attention online that it is so easy to draw our attention to something else. I want you to think of this for yourself. Try to remember the last time you were interested in and willing to buy something online and then ultimately decided not to. What was your reason? For me, I was looking at I saw a course advertised on Facebook, on our local community Facebook page, and I really wanted to take it, and I still do. I would have bought it that day, but I couldn't easily find the time for the course. So naturally, I veered off the website and got distracted by something else, and I still haven't returned to look at the course yet. So had the time for the course been clear, I would have signed up in a heartbeat. I knew it was for me. I knew it was something I wanted to do, but there was some missing information. And, you know, my distracted brain just went to something else. So I want you to think of the experience that your clients have when they encounter your website, whether you have a website now or you're thinking of creating one, or any type of marketing materials that you use. Whether that be newsletters or brochures or whatever it is you're using to communicate how you help your people and what you offer. And if the process for them is to take that next step with you, if that isn't clear, specific, and simple, they will likely stray away. So let's begin by understanding why your website needs to be specific. When visitors land on your website, they should immediately understand what it is that you offer and how it benefits them. I want you to imagine walking into a store and not knowing what they sell or how it can help you. That can be frustrating, right? Or it can be confusing, and you're not likely to spend your time in that store. I mean, maybe unless you had a ton of time that day and you just didn't care. But I mean, likely you would just kind of go, I don't know why I'm spending my time here. I'm leaving. The same applies to your online presence and your website. And specificity not only attracts your target audience or your ideal client, but it also ensures that they stay and they explore a little bit further. So in order to be specific on your website, you need to identify and understand exactly what it is that you do, who you want to help, and what the benefits are for the client, what they can expect working with you. Let's take this example of a vague statement versus a specific statement for how you can help. Okay, here it goes. I provide wellness coaching for a healthier lifestyle versus I offer integrative nutrition focusing on gut health so you can improve your energy levels and lose weight for good, right? The specificity of the second statement is what will draw clients in who desire more energy and to lose weight. The first statement, it's vague and it's general. And it doesn't speak to what you do or how you do it and what it can do for your clients. So it's not going to grab many people's attention. Now, one of the common things that I hear when I'm coaching my clients as we're identifying their ideal clients is how difficult it is to niche down and to narrow down on one person because we want to help everyone, right? But when you're trying to help everyone, what you're going to do is you're going to create a general statement, a vague and general statement like I provide wellness coaching for a healthier lifestyle. That statement, it's not attractive and it's not specific. So the importance of really niching down is not so that you're limiting your reach, but really so that you're expanding your reach. Stephanie and I were talking about this morning, just really briefly about, you know, I said, I'm going to create a podcast episode today. And she said, you know, I've been trying that. And I hope you don't mind me sharing this stuff. I've been trying to, you know, create a podcast, but it's hard to think of the topics sometimes, which of course, yes, that's totally normal. And my response to her was, that's why I think it's so important to niche down, because when you can really niche down, you get a specific with your ideal client's problem and your solution. It's easier to think of topics. Oh, I know what she said. She was like, but I love listening to yours. Even though I'm not a wellness practitioner, it still applies to me. That's when I said, that's why I love niching down, because I can niche down enough to think of a specific problem and a specific solution that I have. But because I'm able to get so specific, it actually applies to a variety of people and will reach more people. So oftentimes we think that if we're going to niche down, we're going to limit ourselves. But really, when we're thinking of helping everyone and all the people, we limit ourselves because we're not being specific and clear enough with our messaging and how we can help. So the specificity is so important. And if you want to, one of the things that I offer through my website, through my program, you don't have to join the coaching program. It's a Create Your Amazing Offer workshop. And you can find that at JillianFaldmo.com/additional resources, where we really hone in and I take you through the process of creating your ideal client avatar. So if you have a hard time with niching down or, you know, getting specific, that process that I have can really help. It really helps to clarify it and just make it even more clear for you to know how you can help your people. All right. So let's talk about clarity. Your website is, I want you to think of it like a roadmap for your visitors. You want it to guide them effortlessly to their destination, whether it's making some sort of purchase, booking a service, or simply learning more about you and your brand. When we have cluttered layouts and vague messaging and complex navigation, that can really deter potential customers and clients. So you want your website to be clear, for the content to be really concise, and for it to have an intuitive design to enhance your user, to enhance the user experience and to really build trust in you and your brand. Stephanie's actually really good at this. I didn't tell her I was going to be plugging her so much in this podcast episode, but that's really one of their gifts at Profitable Wellness is beautiful, simple, clear layout design for websites. And they've done such beautiful, beautiful work. So you can actually visit them at profitablewellness.com to learn more about how they work and what they do. You want your client to be able to understand what your services entail, including how long the sessions are, what's the pricing structure, if that's something that you want on your website, and how to book with you. And you want it to be easy for your clients to be able to reach out to you if they have any questions about what you offer. That could be another way to lose people. And I've been lost on people's website. It's like, I have a question, but where I don't even know where to go to be able to reach out to ask my question. So I actually recommend on each page of your website, have a button for them to book a consultation with you or a way to help them with their questions or direct them to where they can learn more about your services and what you offer. If your clients have to navigate to several different pages to find a way to have their questions answered, then it's definitely not clear. So make the process for them easy to understand so they're more likely to take that next step to book that session with you or whatever it is you want them to do. Let's talk about simplicity. Okay. Simplicity. This is so, I'm just such a big proponent of simplicity, but especially in today's fast-paced digital world, right? If you want to capture people's attention and retain their attention, your website needs to be simple. You don't want excessive information or flashy graphics or complicated jargon that can lead to confusion and disengagement. Less is often more. You want streamlined content, easy to understand visuals, and intuitive navigation on your website to really create that seamless browsing experience that keeps your potential clients engaged and encourages them to take action. You want to use simple language to explain some of the concepts that you bring to your practice, to explain the techniques that you use and the benefits without overwhelming or confusing them. You don't want to use the technical jargon or the practitioner speak that, which is the language that only we practitioners use, because you're going to lose them, right? You want to use language that a fifth grader could understand, not in an attempt to dumb down your work or to dumb down your clients, but to meet the client where they are. Remember, they may not have had the training you have had. They likely don't have the training that you have had. So they may even be completely new to this health and wellness journey. So just try to meet them where they're at. Use the language that they may use to describe their problem and the solution that they're looking for. And you can highlight the primary benefits of your services or programs right up front and emphasize how those benefits address your ideal client's specific needs and goals. So I've experienced firsthand the impact of refining my website to be specific, clear, and simple. Simplifying my messaging and decluttering my site has really led to increased engagement and ultimately more conversations about what I do. And it's incredible how a few strategic changes can transform the user experience and really help your business to grow. Now, this is something I, as someone who does my own website, I come back to again and again. And even if somebody else does your website, I want you to come back and review your website on a regular basis, because the more that you work with your ideal client, the more that you're going to understand for them how easy it is to navigate your website, how easy it is to understand what you do, and are you being specific enough when it comes to talking about what you do? And even if you don't have a website yet, maybe you're creating one, I really want you to understand this power of being specific, clear, and simple. Put yourself in your potential client's shoes. Ensure they understand your offerings clearly. Maybe even ask people who are similar to your ideal client who are your ideal client. Hey, when you go to my website, how would you describe it? Here's what I'm looking for. Is it specific? Is it clear? Is it simple? By prioritizing these things, you not only enhance their experience, but you also set the stage and the foundation for your success in your online endeavors. Even if you're building an in-person practice, have some place that people can land to learn more about what they do, more about what you do in a way that's specific, clear, and simple. All right. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. Keep shining, and I will see you in the next episode. Take care. Are you a wellness practitioner that wants to grow your business, but you're feeling confused, overwhelmed, maybe even doubtful? Well, let's get you out of that emotional rut and turn those emotions into the fuel that will grow your business. Get the Harness Your Emotional Awareness to Grow Your Business free roadmap at jillianfaldmo.com.